Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's T Clinic. Men's T Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, Eldorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T or visit mensteclinic.com.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy, shipped nationwide.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Lucius. We're now joined by Odyssey NFL insider Mark Schlereth, host of the Stinkin' Truth podcast. Insider calls brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. May your game day be delicious. And a good afternoon, Mark. How the heck are you?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
Well, we're doing good. You know, basking in the glory of the NFL trade deadline, trying to get through all the news. And, of course, the Cowboys did something. We want to ask you about that. But let's stay in division with the Commanders and their trade for Lattimore. How much does that help? And how do you handicap them against Philly in the second half?
Yeah, it helps a lot. Now, I think their front seven's still a little bit weak. I think offensively, they're really good. And I think one of the things about them, not only scheme, quarterback, all those things, but they can really run the ball, and they're a lot more talented than people think they are. So if I were to look at Philly versus Washington, I would say just on an overall player-for-player skill standpoint, Philadelphia is clearly ahead of Washington. But I think when you put the scheme in with what Washington does, they're very tricky. I think Cliff Kingsbury has done a great job out there. And I think one of the things that's really cool about what he's done is in his 1 year off where he was consulting for USC and kind of doing those things, he really looked critically at himself. And having multiple conversations with him this year, he's just like, listen, man, I had to learn how to run the ball better. I had to learn how to, like, use tight ends. I had to learn how to condense formations. That was something, you know, critically I have to look at myself. And one of the things I did was, you know, hired Anthony Lynn. Or one of the things they did was hire Anthony Lynn, former head coach, a teammate of mine, was a fullback that really understands and really understands the run game and the value of the run game. And so they coupled that kind of almost air raid offense with a legitimate NFL run game that they've kind of morphed worked to meld it together. And it's been very dynamic. Defensively, their talent-wise, I think their talent is average. But Marshawn Lattimore, when healthy, is one of the better corners in the league. So I think it really helps them. I would still probably say Philly is my favorite. But listen, if it comes down to coaching decisions, I'll take Dan Quinn over Nick Sirianni every day of the week and twice on Sunday.
That's
so
right.
Like it really tightens it up.
I love it when coaches, you know, talk about learning and being accountable like that. How big of an issue is it with some of these veteran coaching staffs around the league leaning on what they know instead of figuring out what works today with this roster they have?
Well, I think a lot of the older coaches are like totally into kind of morphing and growing and doing all that stuff. The issue that you get into with mixing the young and the old is, like, if you've got a young coordinator, like, that really wants to grow or really wants to become a head coach, you know, it's all about the passing game. And, if you develop a young quarterback and you create a big-time passing game where you have big-time success in that, that's like Viagra to 80-year-old owners. You know, they can't get enough of that. You're getting hired right away. Yeah. And they don't understand the value of actually running the football and being balanced. And I think, you know, one of the big things, Buffalo got rid of a bunch of talented guys, Gabe Davis, they got rid of Stephon Diggs, you know, and everybody said, oh, they're going to have an off year, they're going to drop. And all of a sudden, Joe Brady, you know, has learned and grown in the running game, and they're a more balanced football team. And they're not just pushing around their quarterback anymore and saying, like, when the game is tight in the fourth quarter, they don't just throw it to the quarterback and go win us a game. Like, they remain true to what they're doing right now, and there's value in doing that. You know, you look at your guys, the Dallas Cowboys, I mean, they can't run it. Like, they're not worth a squirt of piss when it comes to running the football. They're awful, and I just called the Tennessee Titans game, and listen, neither of those teams are any great straight. They're not great at anything, like mm-hmm. the Tennessee Titans and the New England Patriots. But let me tell you what, Tony Pollard is a full-grown-ass man that can run the ball. And he's a good player, and he's a three-down player. And I look at you guys without a running back, and I go, well, what was wrong with Tony Pollard? Like, you know, so you look at those things, and a lot of those things, I mean, they matter, and they count for something. So, you know, there's a little mixture. It's good. You know what's good to have? It's good to have discourse. It's good to have some arguments. It's good to have two guys that have a little bit different philosophy and can argue about it and then come to some happy medium and figure out how to win. That's good. And I think that's one thing that Dan Quinn's doing in Washington that maybe isn't happening in some other places.
When you look at what the Chiefs did last night and Todd Bowles' decision, the 2-point conversion, were you kind of screaming at your television?
Yeah, I was. I mean, Todd was a teammate of mine in Washington, and he's a very good coach. But, you know, when you come out and say, well, it was raining.
Yeah.
You know, when we want to go for halftime, was it raining on the 30? Was it raining in the 10-play, 71-yard drive that you put together to score? Was it raining then, or did you just start raining? It was only raining from the 5-yard line into the end zone, just on that part of the field? Like, don't give me that it was raining. And again, there's some things that you have to look at. Like, you cross the 40 or the 50, you're a defensive coach, so you're not calling the offense. So you should be talking to your analytics guy, talking to the guy that, you know, every head coach has a game management guy. And so you're having those conversations, right? And
did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
One, you haven't run a two-point play. I think one of the things that a lot of people don't understand is think about the two-point conversion plays. And when I hear analytics, people say, well, you should go for two every time. Mm-hmm. I'm like, you guys are idiots. You don't know how it works. So you may have one two-point conversion play that you love, another one that you like, and then the rest of the plays that you would run down there are just out of base offense. And so you haven't run a two-point conversion all day. You scored a touchdown, right? So you've got your best play on the docket. And the other thing about two-point conversions is the only time you run goal line two-point, like the only time you run that stuff is on Friday. You install and you run it on Friday in shorts and T-shirts. So you've never had a full go rep at any of that stuff. And so I look at it, I understand that, but that's your best play is up there. You haven't run that at all. You haven't run any 2-point conversion plays. If not, then win. You got 27 seconds left. Run it.
Yeah.
Win it right there or lose the game. But at the end of the day, nobody's going to question you at the podium when they say, well, at least you died on that hill. I didn't understand it. Like, one thing you don't want, if you watch the coin toss and you watch Baker Mayfield, once the Chiefs won it, he just rolled his head back, his eyes back, and go, oh, my God, Mahomes gets the ball, it's over.
Yeah.
And everybody knows that. Like, it's one thing, you know, if you know, Geno Smith – I shouldn't say that. It's one thing if, you know, some young quarterback who can't play is – you're handing the ball to him in overtime. But it's another thing if you're giving it to Patrick Mahomes. Man, I just don't want Patrick Mahomes to have the ball at the end of the game.
Mark Schlereth, Insider Call, is brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. You can purchase Hellman's at your local Walmart, Kroger, or grocery store to add extra deliciousness and creamy flavor to your game day dishes this football season.
Hey, Stink, we had a discussion yesterday on our show about running backs, and you played with some of the best running games in the history of the National Football League. And there's a guy like myself who believes in having, you know, maybe drafting a running back in the first round. And I know you played on some teams that didn't always have a first-round running back, maybe never had a first-round running back. Where do you fall on the importance of maybe drafting a running back in the first round or waiting till the later in the draft?
Yeah, I think the history would show you that you can get running backs, you know, later in the draft, and they can be very productive. You know, there's some guys that are special. Saquon is special.
Yeah.
Derrick Henry is special. There's always a few outliers that are very special, but there are a lot of guys who are damn good running backs who get you drafted in the second, third, fourth, fifth round. Like, there's just a bunch of them. History would tell you that that's the way to go. The other thing about the history of the running back position is after 4 or 5 years, most of those guys, you know, there's a few outliers, but most of those guys are no longer very good. They take a beating. And, you know, I always joke around. I picked up a fumble my rookie year and thought I was going to run with it and score a touchdown. That lasted for about 4 steps, and I got hit by about 17 people. They were bringing people off the sideline to hit me. And, you know, I was laying on the ground just going, note to self, don't ever do that again, you dumbass. Like, those guys are angry on the other side of the ball. So that position takes a beating. There's just a different aspect to it. So I'm more on the side of find a guy that you think fits into what you like to do and work that guy in. And I will tell you the other thing is, blitz pickup is something you've got to grow into and you've got to be good at and all that kind of stuff. But from just the standard of just being a running back, like guys that have vision and that have a feel for running the ball, those guys transition very quickly in the National Football League. Receivers usually take a little bit of time, like other positions, quarterbacks and all that. It takes time, but a lot of the young running backs just jump right in and are, from day one, are really good. And it's because if you can just read it and feel it and have a sense of where the blocks develop and how to set blocks up and, like, if you've done that in the college game, you've done that in the high school game, it's a transferable skill where a lot of the other positions just don't transfer as quickly. And you know, there's some different stuff that goes on. So I'm one of that would say, hey, man, wait till later rounds and go get a guy.
Thank you so much for your insights, Mark. Have a great week.
You too, guys. Take care.
Salute. Mark Schlereth, Odyssey NFL Insider. Host of the Stinkin' Truth podcast, brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. May your game day be delicious. Yes, sir. Okay, it is the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. So much going on today. We'll have more reaction to the Jonathan Mingo trade for you, more NFL trade deadline stories coming up, and in addition to the Finest and the Expressway. It is a voting a Toxic Tuesday here. LA Live coming up in just about 45 minutes for you. So lock in as our 5 o'clock hour is coming up next. And what are we leading with, Chief?
We got Chris Berman still having his fastball, and Tom Brady just got the most disrespectful comp of all time next year in the nation.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com